Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building an advanced DJ intro in Ableton Live 12 that has that VHS rave color, the dusty jungle feel, and that old-school DNB attitude that makes a track feel like it was pulled off a warped pirate radio cassette. Now, the big idea here is simple. A DJ intro is not just a few bars of drums. It's the doorway into the record. It has to be mix-friendly, but it also has to tell a story. For this style, the story is dark, gritty, slightly unstable, and still very functional. Think filtered breakbeats, tape hiss, rave stabs, and just enough low-end teasing to make the drop feel huge when it finally arrives. We're going to use stock Ableton devices and keep the whole thing rooted in a few core layers: a chopped breakbeat foundation, a degraded atmosphere bed, some ghost rave stabs, and a transition cue that helps you hand off cleanly into the drop. If you get this right, the intro can work for DJ mixing, album listening, and deep jungle vibes all at once. Before we even touch sound design, decide your structure. For a DJ intro, 16 bars can work, but 32 bars gives you much more room to breathe and build tension. A really solid layout is something like the first 8 bars for atmosphere and filter drums, the next 8 for more drum presence and faint stab energy, then the next phrase for opening things up and hinting at bass, and finally the last few bars to set up the drop with a clean transition cue. The first thing I want you to think about is usability. If a DJ is mixing this in, they need a clear downbeat, a stable grid, and enough repetition to count the bars confidently. So don't get too fancy too early. A great intro feels alive, but it also feels controlled. Let's start with the breakbeat. Use an old-school break, something amen adjacent if you have it, or a chopped broken beat with good transient detail. Drop it into simpler or onto an audio track. If you want to get hands-on, slice it in simpler so you can control the chop points. If you're looping it as audio, make sure the warp mode serves the groove. Beats or repitch often gives a more authentic old jungle feel than super clean stretching. Now for the processing chain. Put EQ8 first, then drum bus, then saturator, then auto filter. That chain gives you control, punch, grit, and movement. Start with a high pass around 30 to 40 Hz, so you clear out useless sub rumble. If the break feels boxy, make a gentle cut somewhere around 250 to 400 Hz. If it needs more snap, give a little boost in the 3 to 6 kHz range, but be careful not to make it harsh. With drum bus, keep it tasteful. A little drive goes a long way. Start around 5 to 15%, add some transients if you want the snare to punch through, and keep boom subtle or off at the beginning. Then use saturator with soft clip on. A few dB of drive can add that dirty, tape-like edge without crushing the life out of the break. Then put auto filter on the end and start it low. You want a low pass around 300 to 800 Hz at the beginning, and then automated opening slowly over the intro. That gradual opening is a huge part of the movement. This is one of the main secrets of the whole lesson. The intro should evolve by automation, not just by adding more and more layers. A really effective trick here is to duplicate the break onto two tracks. One track can stay filtered and distant, like it's coming from down the hallway, and the other can come in later, more open, or gated for extra rhythmic detail. That contrast between far and near gives the intro a proper sense of depth. Now let's create the VHS texture. This is where the color really comes in. VHS rave is not about making everything sound lo-fi all the time. It's about controlled degradation. You want it worn, not broken. So use a noise source, room tone, vinyl crackle, a hiss sample, or even a faint reversed ambience. Put that on its own track and process it with EQ8, Redux, auto filter, echo, and some kind of reverb. Start by filtering the noise so it doesn't fight the drums. High pass around 200 to 500 Hz, and low pass somewhere between 6 and 10 kHz depending on how bright it is. Then add Redux slightly. You don't need full-on destruction here. A subtle bit reduction, maybe around 12 to 16 bits, plus a little downsampling, can give you that worn, cheap, archived feeling. After that, use auto filter for slow movement. Don't make it too obvious. Just let it drift between band-limited zones so the background feels unstable. Echo can add smeared space, especially if you keep the feedback moderate and the repeats filtered. Then use reverb or hybrid reverb to push it back behind the drums. Keep the wet signal under control, so it stays atmospheric instead of washing out the whole intro. Here's a teacher tip. Think about your mix in three depth planes. Foreground is your ghost stabs and cue hits. Midground is the chopped break and rhythmic motion. Background is your hiss, smear, and unstable tone. If you balance those three planes well, the intro feels cinematic without getting cluttered. Now let's add the rave color. In jungle and old school DNB, This usually comes from short stabs, not huge lush pads. Use minor stabs, M1 style chord hits, short piano fragments, brass stabs, or detuned synth chords. Keep them short and punchy. Think 1/16 to 1/8 notes, with velocity variation so they feel played rather than pasted in. A good chain for the stabs is auto filter, chorus ensemble, saturator, echo and reverb. Start with a filter dark and automated opening over time. Use chorus ensemble very subtly to create that warped stereo feel, but don't make it glossy. Then add light saturation for edge, short filtered delays, and a dark reverb that keeps the stabs in the world of the intro without floating too far above it. Arrange the stabs carefully. In the first 8 bars, maybe you only hear one stab every 4 bars. Then bring in a little more call and response with the drums in the next phrase. By the middle of the intro, they can become more rhythmic. And by the last phrase, start thinning them out again so the drop can take over cleanly. This is where automation really matters. Automate the filter cutoff on the stabs, the reverb dry and wet balance, echo feedback, drum bus transients, utility width, saturation drive, and even EQ high pass on the atmospheric layer. Small movements, done musically, create a lot of drama. A great way to think about the intro is in phrases. The first phrase sets the scene. The second defines the groove. The third increases anticipation. The fourth prepares the release. That kind of storytelling makes the section feel composed instead of looped. For the movement itself, avoid super modern, over-the-top EDM style sweeps. Old school jungle often hits harder when the automation curves are longer and a little rougher. It feels more human, more taped, more lived in. If you want the intro to be especially DJ-friendly, keep the first 8 bars fairly simple. Don't throw a giant fill on bar 1. Don't overdo broadband impacts. Make sure the drums stay locked to the grid, and keep the sub mostly out of the picture until the transition. DJs need space to blend, and if your intro is too busy, it stops being useful. Now let's talk about making it feel truly VHS rave. The key is tasteful degradation. Use Redux for digital grime, saturator for density, auto filter for bandwidth shaking, echo for smear, and hybrid reverb for colored ambience. You can even add a little frequency shift or a roar if you want extra instability or edge, but keep it under control. The goal is character, not destruction. One of the best advanced moves is to resample early and often. Once you've got a good 8-bar loop, print it to audio. Then treat that audio like source material. Reverse bits of it, slice it, reprocess it through echo or redux, and layer it back at a lower level. That found footage energy is exactly what gives this style its personality. Another strong variation is the halftime ghost intro. You can make the opening feel brooding by muting most of the kick content at first and letting snare ghosts and atmosphere suggest the pulse. Then, as the break fully arrives, the groove locks in and the energy spikes. That contrast is super effective. You can also create a call and response between two degraded layers. One layer can be hissy, wide, and very filtered. The other can be darker, more centered, and mid-range heavy. Alternate them every 2 or 4 bars so the intro keeps shifting, without needing lots of new material. And if you want that pirate radio bleed effect, take a stab, vocal chop, or little fragment and make it sound like it's leaking from another room. Band limit it hard, distort it slightly, add a short room reverb, and pan it a little off-center. That instantly adds depth and mystery. For the low end, keep it implied rather than constant. A faint subswell, a resonant low-pass movement, or bass pickup in the last 4 to 8 bars is usually stronger than a full bass line right away. Leaving space makes the drop feel bigger when it lands. Here's a quick mistake check. Don't over-filter the whole intro so much that it becomes dull. Don't drown the breaks in too much reverb, because jungle rhythm needs punch. Don't make it too busy, because a DJ intro has to support mixing. And don't overdo the bit crushing. A little redux goes a long way. Too much and the intro just sounds thin instead of nostalgic. If you want darker harmony, stay in minor keys and lean into Phrygian flavor if it fits. Keep one unstable note hanging in the background if you want tension. That subtle darkness can do a lot of work without crowding the arrangement. As a final exercise, build a 16-bar intro using one breakbeat loop, one noise layer, one rave stab, and one transition FX layer. Process the break with EQ8, drum bus, saturator, and auto filter. Shape the noise with EQ8, redux, echo, and hybrid reverb. Program 2 or 3 minor stabs, automate the filter cutoff from dark to open, and in the last 4 bars bring in a reverse FX or sweep. Then resample the whole intro and listen back as audio only. When you're done, ask yourself 3 questions. Does it feel like a place, Not just a loop. Can a DJ mix over it comfortably? And does the texture support the drums instead of hiding them? If the answer is yes, you've got the balance right. So the big takeaway is this. A great VHS rave DJ intro is built from controlled degradation, filtered energy, and smart arrangement. Start functional, add atmosphere, bring in ghost stabs, automate slowly, and keep the low end under control until the transition. Think like a jungle producer and a DJ at the same time. That's the method. Now go build something that sounds like old tape with attitude.